this is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bing Crosby. Now, folks, here's a selection which is one of the many songs featured in the King Size Deck album entitled Bing. Hey, that's me. Buddy, let's go.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune fallen all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you.
Very good, Bing.
And I thank you, Ken.
May I take your umbrella?
Please do. Just file it under you, will
you? Wait a minute, Bing. You don't have to tell me what letter to file it under. I certainly know enough to file an umbrella under you.
My dear boy, I'm not questioning your astuteness, or if you'll excuse, I guess I gave that instruction subconsciously, huh?
Besides, I don't see why you have to keep the umbrella in the filing cabinet anyway.
It's efficiency, Ken. When I want my umbrella, I open my file drawer, I reach in under the letter U, and I grab it. No fumbling around in an umbrella stand for me anymore. I have it
there. Well, now, looky here. If you're so efficient, I'd like to point out that you misfiled something.
I did? What did I misfile?
Well, you know Bob Hope's book.
Have Tux Will Travel?
You filed it in the wastebasket.
Not an error, Ken, indiscreditable as it may appear. I think Bob's book is high-powered literary stuff.
Well, it has been awfully warm out here this week. You feel all right, Bing?
Very fit. Stop, old Ken. Honestly, I've been studying Bob's writing, and I think he's a combination of Louis Bromfield, George Bernard Shaw, Eugene O'Neill, the Bronte sisters, and the Ames brothers.
Bing, the Ames brothers are a singing group.
Oh, yes they are. Did you know, Ken, that Hope's articles have caused quite a stir in literary circles? I understand some of our greatest writers and novelists are terribly jealous of Hope since he started writing.
Oh, really?
Yes, they're seething. They're really in a swivet about it, Ken. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if Ernest Hemingway would go back to Africa, charter a plane, and crack up
here. Oh, no. Hold it, hold it. Hemingway already did that before Bob's life story started running.
I mean, Hemingway is probably so jealous he'll charter a plane and crack up again. Do an encore, this time on purpose.
You think he might do that?
Sure.
You know, the first thing we know, Bob will be going around the country talking to women's clubs.
Yeah, that might make a very nice circuit for him. You know that? Fresh route he can take. He'd love it.
Oh, I can just picture him after some women's club meeting. Naturally, he'd be dressed in striped trousers, yeah. Frock coat, you know.
Oh, sure.
Eating the cucumber sandwiches.
Yes, sir. As long as Paramount Studio Wardrobe Department is open, he'll have a costume for every occasion. You don't worry about that, Ken.
All right, I won't.
That goes for me, too. I might add, Ken, I think I'd better get along here with the song. You and I can yak it up some more later on.
Bully.
And I'm sure it will be. I note here, folks, that the next musical selection is a fairly new one. As a matter of fact, a reasonable facsimile of the following rendition is available on the Decca Records. I say this, of course, because an old aunt of mine is listening, and she always likes to know just exactly what I'm doing disc-wise.
Well, why don't you write her a letter?
Just file the umbrella, will you, please? Thank you.
you're happy, and yes, who gave you the roses to say he will never
joined Buddy Cole and the group now in a nice old standard entitled Do Yous Ever Think of Me? Tell you something, you were never better. Here's a song from Country Girl, the picture I work in with Grace Kelly and Bill Holden. This is called The Land Around Us.
hardly ever face land that looks like so much wasteland. But here our journey ends, and here we stay. With wealth the soil is bursting, we've but to quench its thirsting, and there's a river not too far away. Here we'll settle and prove our mettle. The land around us will be in bloom, with song and laughter and elbow room. A town will blossom here with all serene, with houses white and with gardens green. The lanes are shady, the streets are wide. You and your lady are full of pride. I can hear children's voices, I can hear Sunday chimes, all across the valley better times. On land we found us, one thing I know, the land around us will grow. The post office here and the high school there, and if we fail to put up a jail, we hope you don't mind. Round here we'll have no galoot who totes a sixer to shoot, for in our plan each citizen will be the respectable kind. A railroad station here, opera house will be there. We'll do our best the uncivilized West to conquer and tame. We'll settle for not less than a town that's pure and spotless, or mud will be our name. On land we found us, one thing I know.
And thus, another broadcast week has come to an end. See you Monday. Have a good weekend for yourself. Huh?
Be sure to hear Bing Crosby transcribed from Hollywood again on Monday. This is Ken Carpenter wishing you a pleasant good evening.
Say, friends, do you like quizzes? Then you'll surely go for that exciting question, B2 for the Money, which is broadcast every Saturday evening over most of these same stations. But there's more than excitement and questions on 2 for the Money. There's the quizmaster, Herb Schreiner, who mixes his questions with some of that wonderful Hoosier humor for a hilarious half hour of great listening. Tune in and hear 2 for the Money tomorrow and every Saturday night on CBS Radio. Also, remember to join Peter Potter and his Jukebox Jury Saturdays over the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall.